£20 is missing.
From where?
One account, two withdrawals of 20, both succeeded, both in the ledger. Balance went from 100 to 80.
It should be 60.
It should be 60.
Show me the code.
Read the balance, subtract 20, write the balance back, 3 lines.
And they ran at the same time.
4 milliseconds apart, the customer double-tapped the button.
Then that is not a bug in the arithmetic. Both of them read 100.
Both read 100, both computed 80, both wrote 80. The second write landed on top of the first, and the first may as well never have happened.
That has a name, lost update.
Great, so I put a lock around it.
Where?
In the service, a mutex around the read modify write.
How many copies of that service are running?
6.
So you have 6 mutexes, and none of them know about each other. You have made the window smaller, and you will spend a year believing you fixed it.
Fine, then the lock goes in the database.
Or the whole problem goes away, because you stop reading the value into your program at all.
Meaning what?
Update the row, set balance equals balance minus 20. One statement. The database reads and writes it, and the second one waits for the first to finish, and then reads the value the first one left.
That is it, that is the whole fix.
For this incident, yes. Anytime you are doing arithmetic on a value you just read out of the same row, you can usually hand the arithmetic to the database, and the race disappears.
Then why does anybody ever do it the other way?
Because normally there is a condition. Only withdraw if the balance is at least 20. Now you have to read it to decide, and you are back where you started.
So I read it, and I lock it while I read it.
Select for update. It takes a lock on the rows it returns, and holds it until you commit. The second transaction blocks on the select instead of racing you.
And that is safe.
That is safe for this shape. And I want to be clear that everything we have said so far is you fighting your isolation level without knowing what it is.
I know what it is. It is whatever the default is.
Which is? On PostgreSQL, it is read committed. On MySQL, it is repeatable read. Nobody chooses this. It is chosen for you and then never mentioned again.
Hang on before that. Why is the default the weak one? That seems backwards.
Because it is the fast one. Every level above it costs you something, bookkeeping, aborts, or waiting. And the people who set that default were optimizing for the common case, which is a query that reads and does not decide anything.
So the default is tuned for reports, and I am moving money with it.
You are moving money with it, and so is nearly everyone.
And what does read committed actually promise me?
One thing, you will never see data from a transaction that has not committed.
That is all.
That is all. It says nothing about the same query returning the same answer twice. Read a row, read it again a second later. It can have changed underneath you, because someone else committed in between.
So that is exactly our bug.
That is exactly your bug. Read committed lets 2 transactions read the same value and then both write. It is not violating any promise. It never made that one.
Then I go up a level, repeatable read.
Now you get a snapshot. Your transaction sees the database as it was when you started, for its whole life. Read a row twice, get the same answer. Run the same query twice, get the same rows.
And the lost update.
On PostgreSQL, gone, but not the way you expect. It does not queue them up politely. The second one gets an error, could not serialize access due to concurrent update, and the whole transaction dies.
It dies.
It dies. You are expected to catch it and run the whole thing again.
Nobody told me that.
Nobody ever does. There are production systems running at repeatable read with no retry logic anywhere, and the only reason they look fine is that the contention is low enough that it fires once a week, and somebody calls it a blip.
Okay, so repeatable read plus a retry loop, and I am done.
You are not done, and this is the second incident.
There is a second incident.
2 weeks later, two doctors on call, and the rule is at least one has to stay on. Both of them try to go off shift within a second of each other.
And the code checks whether somebody else is still on.
Each one reads the on-call table, sees the other one is still on, and decides it is allowed to go off. Then it updates its own row.
And now nobody is on call.
And the ward has nobody on call, and each transaction individually did nothing wrong.
But we are at repeatable read now, so surely.
Surely nothing. Repeatable read gives each of them a snapshot. In each snapshot, the other doctor is still on. Both decisions were correct against what they could see.
But they conflict.
They do not conflict in the way a database can notice. That is the whole thing. They read overlapping data and then wrote different rows. Nothing overwrote anything. There is no lost update here.
So my row lock does not help either.
What would you lock? You would have to lock a row that nobody is writing, because the thing you need to protect is not a row. It is a sentence about the table.
Let me make sure I have this. In the first incident, the two transactions touched the same row.
Same row. One overwrote the other. A database can see that because there is a single object they both wrote.
And here they read the same rows but wrote different ones.
Different ones. Nothing was overwritten, so there is nothing to detect by looking at writes alone.
That is genuinely nasty. Does that have a name too?
Write skew. And it is the anomaly that survives snapshot isolation, which is what repeatable read actually is on Postgres.
Then what is left?
Serializable.
Which means what actually? Everything runs one at a time.
It means the outcome is guaranteed to match some order in which they ran one at a time. Not that they did. Postgres still runs them concurrently and watches for the pattern that means the result could not have come from any serial order.
And when it sees it?
It kills one of them. Same as before, you catch it, you retry.
So the answer to everything is serializable and a retry loop.
That is one honest answer, and I want to give you the costs before you go and turn it on everywhere.
Go.
It aborts transactions that would actually have been fine. It cannot always tell. So under contention, your retry rate goes up, and a retry is your whole transaction again, from the top.
What else?
It has to track what every open transaction has read, not just what it wrote, so there is real bookkeeping per connection.
Which costs memory.
Which costs memory, and there is a ceiling on it, and when you hit the ceiling, it starts aborting more aggressively.
Right.
Long transactions get much more expensive, because the longer you are open, the more chances there are for a conflict with you. And if your retry logic is not genuinely correct, if it retries something that already had a side effect outside the database, you have built a worse bug than the one you fixed.
Such as?
Such as sending the email before you commit. The transaction aborts, you retry, and the customer gets two emails and one withdrawal.
That is a very specific example.
It is a very specific example.
So where does that leave me, practically, Monday morning?
Three things in order. First, for anything that is read modify right on one row, do not read it. Do the arithmetic in the update statement and stop thinking about it.
And if there is a condition on the read?
Then select for update and hold the lock for as short a time as you can. That covers most of what people hit.
And the doctors?
The doctors are the third case, and it is the rare one. When the thing you are protecting is a rule about a set of rows rather than one row, row locks cannot express it. Then it is serializable with a real retry loop, or you find a single row that represents the rule and lock that.
What does that mean, a row that represents the rule?
A row to row for that shift, something every one of those transactions must touch. Then they are fighting over one row again, and the database can see it.
That feels like a hack.
It is a hack, and it is a very old one, and it works. Serializable is the honest version. Locking a token row is the version that does not change your abort rate everywhere else.
All right, last question. How would we have caught either of these before a customer did?
Not by reading the code. Both of them read perfectly.
Tests.
A normal test runs one thing at a time and passes. You have to write the test that runs two transactions interleaved, deliberately, in the order that breaks it. Nobody does that until after the first incident.
Could we not just run the whole thing at serializable in a test environment and see what blows up?
That is actually a decent idea, and it is the closest thing to a smoke test for this. Turn it on in staging, run your normal load, and every serialization failure it reports is a place two of your transactions genuinely conflict.
And in production?
In production, you would have to mean it, and have the retries. But as a detector, it is the cheapest one available, and almost nobody thinks to use it that way.
So the answer is, have the incident.
The answer is that you now know the two shapes. Two people writing the same row, and two people reading the same rows and writing different ones. If you can spot those in a code review, you do not need the incident.
And know your isolation level.
Know your isolation level. It is one line in the docs, and almost nobody has read it for the database they are paid to run.